Trump questions Putin's desire for peace after meeting Zelensky at the Vatican, date modified 2025-04-26T20:43:54.920Z, description: The U.S. president says he fears the Russian leader is tapping me along given Moscow's strikes on Kyiv earlier this week. Trump questions Putin's desire for peace after meeting Zelensky at the Vatican, 3 days ago, save, Emma Rossiter, Paul Kirby and Ian Aikman BBC News, save, Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky meet before Pope Francis' funeral. Donald Trump has questioned Vladimir Putin's willingness to end the war in Ukraine following his meeting with the country's leader Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of Pope Francis's funeral. Posting on social media after leaving Rome, Trump said he feared Putin was tapping me along after Moscow's strikes on Kyiv earlier this week, adding there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas. Earlier in the day, Trump and Zelensky were seen in deep discussion in St. Peter's Basilica shortly before the funeral began. The White House described the 15-minute meeting with Zelensky as very productive. The Ukrainian president said it had the potential to become historic. It was Trump's first face-to-face encounter with the Ukrainian president since February's acrimonious Oval Office showdown. Writing on his Truth Social account, Trump said the Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war, he's just tapping me along, and has to be dealt with differently, through banking or secondary sanctions. Trump had previously said Russia and Ukraine were very close to a deal following three-hour talks between his envoy Steve Witkoff and the Russian president on Friday. The Kremlin meanwhile said on Saturday that Putin had confirmed Russia's readiness to enter into direct talks with Ukraine without preconditions to Witkoff, Andriy Yermak/Telegram. During their last face-to-face meeting at the White House, Trump had told Zelensky "you don't have the cards" and that he was not winning against Russia. Trump repeated that message this week, saying the Ukrainian leader had no cards to play. He has previously blamed Ukraine for starting the war and has accused Zelensky multiple times of being an obstacle to peace negotiations. But the White House struck a more positive tone about Saturday's meeting, while Zelensky described the sit-down as a very symbolic and one which could prove significant if we achieve joint results. Two images were released of the meeting, showing the U.S. leader in a blue suit and Ukrainian president in a black top and trousers, locked in intense conversation while sitting opposite each other. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha also posted an image of the meeting on X with the caption, "No words are needed to describe the importance of this historic meeting. Two leaders working for peace in St. Peter's Basilica." Andriy Yermak/Telegram, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron speak with Trump and Zelensky in the Basilica. Another image posted by the Ukrainian delegation from inside St. Peter's showed the two men standing alongside UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron, whose hand is on Zelensky's shoulder. The implication was that the two European leaders, who have regularly acted as intermediaries for Trump and Zelensky, had helped to bring the two together against the somber backdrop of the funeral. After the meeting, Trump and Zelensky walked down the steps of the Basilica, where Zelensky's arrival was met with applause from the crowds, and took their seats in the front row. Thousands lined streets of Rome as Pope Francis laid to rest. Who was there and where did they sit? Extraordinary photos from the funeral. During the service, the pair sat a short distance from each other, with Macron and other heads of state in between. In his homily, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re spoke of Pope Francis's incessant calls for peace. "Build bridges, not walls" was an exhortation he repeated many times, said the cardinal. Ukrainian officials had talked of a possible second meeting, but Trump's motorcade drove away from St. Peter's immediately afterwards and his plane left Rome a short time later. Zelensky, however, later met Macron in the garden of Villa Bonaparte, home to the French embassy to the Holy See. He also met Sir Keir at Villa Wokensky, the British ambassador's residence, as well as holding separate talks with EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. PA Media, Macron said ending the war in Ukraine was an objective that we share in common with President Trump in a post on X, adding that Ukraine was ready for an unconditional ceasefire. A Downing Street spokesperson said Starmer and Zelensky discussed the positive progress that had been made recently to secure a just and lasting peace in Ukraine, adding that the pair had agreed to maintain momentum and speak again at the earliest opportunity. During February's heated White House exchange, Trump accused the Ukrainian president of gambling with World War III by not going along with ceasefire plans led by Washington. Kyiv has been on the receiving end of growing pressure from Trump to accept territorial concessions as part of an agreement with Moscow to end the war. These concessions would reportedly include giving up large portions of land, including the Crimean Peninsula, which was illegally annexed by Russia in 2014. Zelensky has repeatedly rejected the idea in the past. He suggested to the BBC on Friday that a full and unconditional ceasefire opens up the possibility to discuss everything. War in Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Donald Trump, United States, Ukraine.